What on earth are you doing, Sue? Why are you staring at your thumb?
I'm not staring at my thumb. I'm conducting an experiment. I'm testing how I use the different sides of my brain.
Really? I hadn't realized that you used either.
Give me a break, George. I'm trying to figure out whether I'm right-brained or left-brained.
What's that supposed to mean?
The brain is divided into left and right halves, or hemispheres. They have a tendency to specialize in different functions. That is, each side tends to control different activities. But not everyone is the same.
Does that mean if the right side of your brain is stronger, you'll be right-handed?
No, it's the left side of your brain that controls the right side of your body. Most people are right-handed because the left side of the brain seems to be better suited for the fine movements needed for doing things like writing, drawing, and playing music.
How does the experiment work?
Want to try it?
All right.
Okay, first stand up straight.
Now what?
Keeping both eyes open, hold up your right thumb with your arm held out straight in front of you. Position your thumb so that it's under an object on the opposite side of the room.
All right, I'll use the alarm clock.
Now, one at a time, first close your left eye and then the right, and see if your thumb appears to jump to the right or the left in relation to the clock. What happened?
It seemed to jump to the right when I closed my right eye, but it didn't move when I closed my left eye. What does that mean?
It means that, like 54% of the population, you are right-eyed. Your right eye is contributing more to your visual perception than your left. So closing your left eye doesn't change your perspective, but closing the right one does.
Then the other 46% must be left-eyed. That doesn't seem like such a big difference.
Actually, only about 5% are left-eyed. The rest are not strongly right or left-eyed, so their thumbs don't seem to move much, no matter which eye they close. You want to try another test?
What do I do?
It's simple. First, you have to find out how long you can balance a broom on your left index finger while standing on your left foot. Use a clock with a second hand to time yourself. Then, find out how long you can balance it on your right index finger while standing on your right foot. Next, memorize a short paragraph from a magazine or newspaper. It doesn't matter what it's about. Once you've got it memorized, repeat the balancing test while reciting the paragraph. The hand most affected by reciting the paragraph shows which side of your brain your speech abilities are centered in.
The opposite side, right?
Right.